15, for the Community Services Division to order. Present in the council chambers is Council President Bullock, Councilwoman Kilpatrick, Councilman Sheldon, Councilman Street, Councilwoman Dillard, Councilman Hollins, Councilman Tackett, and Councilman Smiley. I will be handling the budget hearings in the absence of Councilman Cartier. Is there a motion on the previous minutes of the last budget hearing?
So moved.
There's a motion, second, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed, not voting. Okay, as a matter of housekeeping, I have been notified that the following council members will not be present today. That's Councilman Powers, Retta, Weiner, Bell, and Cartier. With that, Ms. Hanson, if you'd identify yourself for the record and begin your budget presentation, please.
Good afternoon. Sophia Hanson, General Manager for Newcastle County's Department of Community Services. And I would like to thank all members of council for the opportunity to present our FY 2016 budget to you today. Personally, I've enjoyed working in all of your council districts and getting to know each of you. Before I review the details of our budget book, I'd like to highlight a few noteworthy department initiatives. I'll begin with Sleep Under the Stars, which was held this past weekend. As many of you know, state and county fairs and special programs have been around in the United States since 1841. They exist all over the country today as an amenity for taxpayers. Recent events in my life have really reinforced the importance of family and family time. After a very trying Friday, very trying week altogether, my family and I headed to Rockwood Saturday morning for Sleep Under the Stars. We pleasantly joined over 1,200 county residents and camped out. I saw my young kids go from one of the hardest days of their life to one of the best. And I'd like to note that in addition to providing a culturally enriching experience, Sleep Under the Stars also offers an educational component for children. Through a strategic partnership that we've established with Girl Scouts and Boy Scouts of America, Scouts were able to earn their outdoor survivor badge this weekend. And Councilmember Hollins, I have to let you know, your district was so well represented at the event during the day and actually stayed out. You had a large group to camp that evening. In our last budget hearing, Councilmember Cartier asked that we increase outreach for Rockwood Mansion. And we're pleased to report that through strategic partnerships with Council for events like Great Women in History, thank you, Councilmember Diller, for sponsoring the event and helping us get the program off the ground. And through new partnerships with the Delta Gems, Wilmington Powell, Girl Scouts of Southeastern Pennsylvania, Girl Scouts of Chesapeake Bay, the Friends of Newark Library, and Rose Hill Community Center, to name a few, we both diversified and vastly increased visitation at Rockwood. For these great accomplishments, I must acknowledge Jane Vitenni for her attention to detail and her continued commitment to excellence. From summer youth employment, the summer camp program, to overseeing volunteerism for initiatives such as Councilmember Weiner's Bark Park Project, Jane leads with vision and dedication. When I started last April, one of the first projects presented to me was the Library Division's Newcastle County Reads Program. And Bob, you were there, Bob Osterbeck, I don't know if any councilmen were there. You know that was just an extraordinary event. It was an evening with the famous author, Walter Mosley. The subject matter of his book, Totally Gray, was about aging and Alzheimer's disease. Mr. Mosley presented this content in a manner that was edifying, enriching, and entertaining. In addition to doubling attendance to 1,200, guests were captivated with stories about the background and development of the book. I can only describe this event as spectacular. In addition to overseeing the county's libraries, which circulated an astonishing 4 million items, our department has been tasked with building one of the world's best new libraries. This requires more meetings than any of you, well, I guess maybe you guys can imagine since you sit through all these budget hearings, but it's an unprecedented amount of meetings. And plans for the new library include increased technology, makerspace, a scriptorium, a bookatorium, and a sensory room for children with autism. And Newcastle County is so very fortunate to have the knowledge, experience, and expertise of Diana Brown. I don't know how many of you read last week. You saw what was going on, a lot of the negative things in Baltimore, but something pretty amazing happened. In the midst of the rioting, the Pratt Library remained open and offered expanded services to the community in a time of great social unrest. The news, and this was reported on news venues all over the country, described the library as offering a hub of hope. And this manifestation speaks to the relevance of libraries, especially in areas like the Route 9 corridor. Libraries are recognized by planners as catalysts for change. And thanks to the esteemed leadership of Diana Brown, the new Innovation Center will serve as both an anchor and as a civic icon to this community. Our housing division has been busy with the five-year plan, winning awards for its Section 8 program, and overseeing the county's rehab and redevelopment efforts. This is a division that assists county residents when they have no heat in the dead of winter or a leaky roof during the rainy season. This division has also been proactive in writing grants and creating redevelopment plans for the betterment of Newcastle County. While the division has been busy all year, I would like to focus on this past winter. During the December holiday season, Stephanie Rizzo and Carrie Casey were hard at work on the Strong Neighborhoods Grant. They put their hearts and soul into the grant, which was for the redevelopment of Route 9. So when the state asked to meet with us, quite naturally, the three of us began drafting a press release to announce our award. So we were pretty shocked when we were told we would probably not be included in that grant cycle. At that moment, in that meeting, was one of my proudest moments as a county employee. Stephanie, Carrie, John Prokopchuk, and Andy Stergidis and I all got what I'll call passionate in the meeting. We were so passionate that we were actually awarded $500,000. Staff spoke up about the high quality of the housing rehab work that the county does, the track record of excellence in managing federal and state grant programs, and about the fact that the mortgage crisis funds should be spent in the area hit the hardest by the mortgage foreclosure crisis. I know that I told staff that day, but I'd like to again publicly say that I'm in awe of their dedication and of their passion. And Carrie Casey leads this team, and she leads with intellect, commitment, and the highest degree of passion. This past year, we both created and launched the Route 9 Innovation District, and to address Council Member Street's inquiry, the buildings are down, and there is no recordation required. This past year, we also introduced a Black History program where Council Member Bullock and Council Member Street gave inspiring remarks, and we actually made the news journal. We had a big feature story that Sunday, and it was made me feel really good. We also joined Council Members Cartier, Diller, and Kilpatrick for the Great Women in History program at Rockwood. For the second year, we held the County Spring Festival at Carousel, and I have to sincerely thank Council Members Kilpatrick and Sheldon for braving one of the coldest days among the 2,500 guests we had that day. And for that event, I have to acknowledge the extraordinary efforts of Regina Marini for the programming of that event, program in general at Carousel, and improving accessibility at that site. We partnered with the Friends of Newark Library to create the Young Writers Workshop, and we sought and were awarded a broad range of new grants. And thanks to Councilmember Powers, we even introduced a new farmers market in the USDA food desert, and it will actually be held at the Garfield Pound Recreation Center. For all of these initiatives that I've reviewed, I have to acknowledge one special person who has contributed greatly to all of them, and that's Stephanie Rizzo. Stephanie is both dedicated and brilliant, so thank you. All in all, I would like to describe this past year as an example of extraordinary teamwork and productivity at its best. As I transition to review the numbers in the budget book, I would like to acknowledge Eileen Latham for her financial expertise. None of our work from federal compliance to the development and management of our operating federal and capital budgets are accomplished without her accuracy and thoroughness. We thank her for both her diligence and for her expertise. So now if we turn to page 2 of the budget book. Our total budget requested is $18.8 million. And this represents less than 0.5% increase. I think it was very attentive in ensuring that we stayed the course in conserving expenses. Page 3 breaks down the budget by division and line item. 62% of our budget is for personnel costs. And the second largest expense is for grants and fixed charges, which basically funds our contract libraries, PAL, and 4-H. On page 4, we went from 149 to 148 positions. So we went down by one, and we have approximately 20 vacancies that we are working to fill. Pages 5 through 7 is our report on diversity, and our numbers are pretty comparable to the numbers from last year. They're on par with the county's population on diversity and above average in the area of gender, specifically female. Page 9 goes over our increases and decreases. Our increases were in the area of personnel, which was less than 2%. I don't want to scare council members smiling. It's less than 2%. And that's the biggest portion of that. And then we have an increase for summer youth. We propose to add 20 positions and an increase for part-time and overtime at Carousel. Our second area was for contractual services, and this is to hire a summer youth coordinator for our summer program, an intern, and credit card fees and rental costs, which went up slightly. Our decreases were in internal cross charges, and that was about a 14% decrease. Communications and utilities decreased by about 1.3%, and that was, we brought Claymont and Carousel in line with what the actual operating expenses were for the previous year. And again, I thank Eileen for overseeing and preparing our budget. Our path for the coming year is to continue to identify and seek grant opportunities. We've already just applied for the Ezra Keats Foundation grant, and we're working on a Sew It Forward grant for this fall. We want to continue to grow our existing initiatives, not with more funding, but just by serving more with what we have. And we want to continue to create valuable partnerships. I think that's one of the big accomplishments we were able to do this past year. And I was going to conclude with a video of our Young Writers Workshop so you could see how successful it was. We created 6 books at 6 locations throughout the county. And so instead of the video, I'll just invite you all to our book tour kickoff at Newark Library, Councilmember Diller's district, June 24th at 6 o'clock p.m. And at this point, I guess I'll answer any questions or comments.
You're done with your presentation?
I'm done with my presentation, sir.
Are there any questions from any members of council out there? Councilwoman Kilpatrick.
Thank you. As we've asked everybody, your pay rate for this coming year, everything that you anticipate, I presume, is in your budget?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. The other thing is, I'm a little surprised at your IGS costs, that they went down 13%, because in most budgets we're seeing that they're going up. Is there a reason for this?
Which page are you on?
9.
That number is set by the Department of Finance. So that was the number that was provided to us.
And I don't suppose, Councilman Smiley, that we have any idea how they figure these out when some of them have gone up by 14% and this one has gone down by almost 14%?
I've never gotten, for me, a satisfactory explanation. The nearest they've gotten with me is that they take the overall amount of equipment that there is divided by the number of bodies, and that's how they assess it with the equipment in the departments.
And Diana Brown has been very successful in securing a lot more IS support for our libraries, so that probably was calculated into that as well.
Not that I'm complaining about it going down.
Yeah, we're not complaining. We reduced our number, we said we'll take it.
Okay, on page 11, I hear you talking about, I read the book, applaud you on all the grants that you've gotten. I hear you talking about the new grants you're going after. On page 11, contractual services, and this is a trend in the different departmental budgets, the grant writer for $12,000, is that new in your budget this year?
We absorbed some costs this year, and we had to move things around. So in anticipation, and it's through all departments in the county.
Yes, it is.
So we're just putting in our budget what was already, it wasn't included in our FY 2015 budget.
Right.
But it was an expense that we incurred.
It was an expense that you incurred.
Yes, sir.
Are you aware of any grants that you successfully received from this grant writing entity?
Not to this date.
Okay. No. Same block, just curious, just want to make sure, going down, the gym space, $40,866, is that in the PAL centers?
And we rent gyms for other sports programs.
Yeah, but out through the PAL centers, is that what it is, or are we renting gym space elsewhere?
Eileen, but
contractual services for spot up.
Yeah, it's both. Yeah, because we, for our sports and recreation program, we have to rent space.
So both within the PALs and other areas?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So at the same time, we have other rentals for $59,000, so that would be other things as well.
Yes, sir.
Okay, and again, we discussed this before, the printing and advertising costs of $186,220, that's outside of the county.
Things to be sent out for printing, okay. Yes.
And $10,000 for the horses. The next line, equipment replacement.
Which line are you on? That's the other services.
Equipment replacement. Right below contractual services, the next block down.
Oh, the next block down, okay.
It's got $900 for office furniture and then $10,000 for horses. Is that, just trying to figure out what that's?
Yes, if we had to acquire another horse for the site. For carriages.
So that is?
Right.
That's for a horse. It's not for
horses.
Okay, because it was equipment. I didn't know whether it was bridles, saddles.
No,
but it's all inclusive.
It's actual horse.
Actual
animals.
Okay, can you just give us your name for the record?
I'm sorry, I didn't like some community service.
Okay, so, because we'll get FOIA'd on everything. We just want to make sure that you get your share. Okay. Okay. Your decrease of one, that's an executive assistant being transferred to the executive office?
Yes. Yes, sir.
Okay. And you don't know for what purpose that is?
The EA was not actually working in our department. He's been working in the executive office about halfway through the year. So we're just getting our budget in line with to reflect the actual bodies in our facility.
Because I'm just trying to follow the bouncing ball because last week, a couple weeks ago, we had an EA leave to go to public safety, and we got an EA coming from you to go there. Would you like to speak to this?
Smiley up, Dave Wilbur, Finance Office. With the executive office and the executive assistants, there was no net change in the EAs. Like Ms. Hansen said, it was a reallocation essentially of those EAs as to where they're working and budgeting them properly in the correct departments. So there was no net change in any of the executive assistants. They were just the net. Overall difference was an increase of one to public safety, decrease of one.
No, I understand. I appreciate that, but I've questioned since 2004, when I first came into office, EAs being listed and being in one department on their being listed in the department on their budget, but doing work elsewhere. I always felt that was unfair to that department to take out of their budget for someone that wasn't producing work within that department. So if we're realigning them where they belong, where they're actually performing the service, I think it's on the right path and that's where it should be. But I just, we're following it because you were there at public safety 2 weeks ago. We took an EA from here and moved them over there. Now we got one going.
But this EA position in July was actually, last July, mm-hmm. was actually in our department. But due to staffing changes, he was transferred. So the budget is to reflect who's actually in our department.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Okay. On page 20. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine. The ninth bullet down. It says engage 2,939 volunteers who provided 36,452 hours of meaningful community service. The 2,939 volunteers, just so we're sure, does that also include county employees who would have received comp time?
No, these are actually...
Or this is straightforward?
Straightforward for
eligibility. Yeah, I commend you, because we've had this discussion, and for years, it's breaking out a volunteer who gets nothing and someone who volunteers their time but is compensated later. So this is straightforward volunteer time.
Yes, sir.
Great.
Thank you.
Okay, on page 22, under fiscal... The third bullet, hold for first loan amnesty period to encourage customers to restructure their DPS and rehab loans to make them current. Can someone help me?
We have some outstanding loans where people aren't making payments. So we're actually hiring a position. We did the oral boards, and the next is the interviews. And this will be part of what they're doing to make sure everyone who had received a loan is making payments regularly.
Okay.
And so to get it started, we'll have some amnesty. Then we'll get it started, and then there'll have to be eventually some type of consequences because it wasn't a grant. These are loans.
Right. And that's what this is. These are for the rehab property loans that came out of the department. That's supposed to be the revolving fund.
Yes, sir.
And we've got some there. Now, the only thing, the amnesty that we're looking at would be penalties, because they're already paying if there's any middle, but we're not going to be forgiving any loans.
No, sir. It'll be just for all the penalties to encourage people to enter an agreement to start making payments to the county.
Okay, thank you. I apologize. I ran out of tabs. I think I'm almost there. Page 33.
33?
Yes, 33. I'm just curious to make sure I'm getting, maybe you help me understand. I'm just looking at the instructor's fees. Are these all county employees? Because I look at, under sports and athletics, it's $35,000. Recreation $72,500. Activity centers $139,500. So basically, we have $245,088 in the budget for instructor fees. Are these county employees?
No, these are paid instructors we bring in. They're experts.
So they're outside. This is fees outside of the county. It's not some of our own people doing the instructing.
No.
Okay. Page 43. The county resources performance measures, the carousel park participation at the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
All of these are existing programs, aren't they? Are they all? We already have these programs in place, right?
Yes.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure. Before I end my questions and comments, I want to take this time to commend the department, if nothing else, for me, for pages 49 through 57. Because for 10 years now, I've held the position that we need to be accountable when we're going to do special events. And I've borne the brunt of being trying to, and successfully in some cases, stop what I call the feel-good events when the budget didn't warrant it. When the budget was tight, that was my position. When I came into office, I had not talked to one person in my district who knew that the ice cream festival was paid for by the county. They thought Briar's Ice Cream paid for it all. They were amazed. I especially want to commend this department for putting numbers in the budget book. The public needs to know, if we're going to have a budget that's going to run in the red, we're going to have to take reserves to balance the budget. At the same time, the county's going to continue to have sleep under the stars, dancing in the park, tree lighting. We have an obligation, I think, council members, the executive, and the county as a whole, to let people know. Nine events here, and that excludes the farmers market, for 2015, the cost minus indirect expenditures and police services was $351,980. That is a significant amount of money. I'm not saying it's not well spent. My issue has always been until recently, I felt like a dentist trying to pull teeth to get the information. This has been the most forthcoming department with information in the last 2 months. I appreciate it. Again, you know, you and I talked, you asked how I felt you could cut expenses, and I said cut the program. We don't agree on that. We still need to find a way to get things, prices down. And that's not to say that the public doesn't want them. I'm sure they do. My problem is, if you add the police expenses on, if we're going to spend $500,000 on feel-good things, at the very least, the public should know that we're doing it, so that when we have to dip into reserves or we have to increase taxes to meet and balance our budget, they know that what they're enjoying that Saturday is a part of what we're paying for and they are paying for in the long run, because it is their money. But thank you very much for being forthcoming with the information, and I hope this stays in the budget books from this point forward.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Do you have any questions? Councilman Street, and then Councilwoman Diller.
I just want to take the time to say thank you to you and the department. Number one, as I have publicly stated, when I first started raising cane about the library, I really didn't think it was going to happen on my watch. And what you and the department have done in terms of not only creating a library, but all the innovative ideas and concepts that appears now are going to come to fruition. Community's excited about it. I'm excited about it. And I appreciate all the hard work and expertise. Also want to commend you and the department for basically doing what everybody else, for whatever reason, apparently can't do, and that's doing more with less. New library is opening, and you know, the department over past 5 or 6 years is reflecting the budget. Has actually had a decrease in the number of staff people, but you've had additional responsibility, and that's greatly appreciated. And finally, you know, the initiative with the Young Writers Program and it being in Rose Hill, and you spending time with those kids in Rose Hill, it means a lot to the parents, the staff, and the students there. And overall, I appreciate very much everything that that you're doing, not only in my district, but throughout the county. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
Councilwoman Dorn.
Yes, thank you very much. I agree with Councilman Smiley. I really like the breakdown of the events in the back of the book. I think that's great. Please continue doing that. The other thing that I just wanted to pick up on, as you know, these hearings are not just about the budget, but about vision for what you want to do in the future. And I'm just wondering, I know this has been raised by Councilman Street on a number of occasions, if there's potential collaborations, say with the Department of Children, Youth, and Their Families around, you know, maybe youth programming that we might want to take a look at in the future. Just an idea.
There's another page in the book.
Yes.
Sorry.
Okay. If everybody else is done, and I don't want you to say I blindside.
Councilor Street and Councilman Holmes.
I don't want you to say I blindside you. I don't want a response today, and I know it probably wasn't your burden alone, and somebody's here from finance, and I'm sure the word will get back to administration. This council unanimously supported the $500,000 last week in taking money out of reserves for health. The concern I have is, why only $500,000 when we got folks sleeping on the street, and there's already an existing waiting list for repairs. So, don't want an answer today, but I just thought I was real happy about the $500,000, but I hope that you and the administration going forward will take a look at whether or not it's worth an investment to even do more than that, especially since we already have an existing waiting list. And I know I get calls all the time, and I'm sure other council members get calls as well.
Thank you.
Councilman Hollis.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. On page 11, I believe it was stated that we are paying for gym space at the Powell Center, but I also noticed that we have lease agreement with Powell Centers. Is this in addition to the lease agreement? Part of the $40,000, I believe, is going toward gym space at Powell.
Irene can answer that.
Right. All right, thank you. Also, in your presentation, you mentioned the 20 vacancies. Yeah. Do you have any idea how many vacancies have been filled over the past year in community services?
I had to guess it would probably be about 6 to 8. It takes a really long time. We have a recruitment policy, paperwork, multiple levels of approvals. The hiring process in the county, it's not the fastest system.
So, and what you're saying is pretty consistent. Other general managers have expressed the same challenge. And my concern is that we're still carrying, in my opinion, too many vacancies across the board. We've had one department just last week had 20 vacancies. Some of those vacancies have been on the books for several years. One department, 40 vacancies. So I think council is interested in trying to see how we can streamline the process, even though a couple of the new steps has to do with diversity. I don't think anyone wants to eliminate that. It was added on, but it is seemingly everyone is being challenged with bringing on to fill these vacancies, bringing people on to fill these vacancies. So we are very mindful of that. I would just like to take this time to really publicly thank folk in your department who have been working with me personally. It was a major challenge over about a year's time to get the moderate price dwelling units legislation adopted, but it was folk in your department that were there for every step of the way, very committed, and I would say Kerry Casey and Stephanie Rizzo were there to assist in that effort by identifying housing advocates throughout Newcastle County, throughout the state of Delaware, as a matter of fact. And secondly, with last month being Fair Housing Month, your department was very, very much engaged. I know that Stephanie and I participated in one panel with Han. There were other opportunities that we took advantage of with the Newcastle County Board of Realtors. And there was another opportunity just last week or the week before where you were represented and your staff were recognized at that event. So housing being what it is to me and I think what it means to families in Newcastle County, I just want to publicly say I appreciate all of the assistance that I've gotten from your department as we try to provide for fair housing for all Newcastle County residents.
Thank you.
Anything from any other member of council? Okay, in closing, before I take the vote, the only thing I want to say, I'm sorry, your department is part of this in that we've questioned this in every budget to the administration as co-chair of finance, the member of this council, and the sponsor of all the budget legislation. I'm really concerned about all these little pockets of money for a grant writer. The total is about $96,000, and my research has shown it has not reaped the rewards. One grant of $400,000 came, and that actually piggybacked on a grant that had already been approved and received because of the budget writing experience of Larry King. So I think the administration ought to take another look at the allocation of those funds and at least be clear of whatever their intent is to send those monies. Anything from any members of council? Anything from the public? Anything under? Can I get a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
So moved. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Ms. Hanson, we do have another hour and 20 minutes if you'd like to. Thank you all very much for coming out.
Thank you.
Don't worry about that. That doesn't happen in my own town. I want to get into it. Who, what, where on the internal working, but I know there are others that wanted to do things in the budget to show, but show them.